Romans 8:24-25, the blessed hope. Titus 2:12-13 tells us to live godly lives in this present age while we wait for the blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We will be blessed beyond our wildest imagination when Jesus returns. The trials and sorrows of this life will be over. Everything we have hoped for will be realized on that day. In an instant, our physical bodies will be transformed into immortal bodies that will never die. Death will be swallowed up in victory. This blessed hope is something we expect and believe will happen, even though we cannot see it. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Since verses 24 and 25 are part of the same thought, we will cover both in this section. Let's read Romans 8:24-25. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he can already see? Verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not yet see, we wait for it patiently. The meditation question for this verse is, what is the hope Paul spoke of in verse 24, and what is the difference between faith and hope? The hope Paul was referring to in verse 24 is what he discussed in verses 19 to 23, the full manifestation of the sons of God, which includes the transformation of our bodies. This will happen when Jesus returns. Our hope is not just a wish that we will be in a nice place in the afterlife, but that we will receive eternal resurrection bodies. This is clear, and the clear and undeniable teaching of the Scripture. Faith and hope are much the same. Some have said that hope is faith for the future. Hope is not just wanting or wishing for something, although some people use the word hope in this way. Hope in the Bible means to have confidence and assurance about what will happen in the future. We can also have faith for things that are future. However, the emphasis of the word faith is on personally trusting Christ and what he has said to us. We have confident hope of eternal life because we have faith in Jesus and in what he has done for us. Both faith and hope mean believing, even though we do not see with our eyes. These verses say that we are not hoping for what we see, but for what we don't see. This is where the idea of confidence comes into play. We have confidence that we are sons of God and will receive a resurrection body. Even though we cannot see this right now, we patiently wait for this day with great expectation and hope. Our hope is not limited to being saved from judgment and hell. Our hope includes God's ultimate plan for restoring the universe under the rule of Christ. We, as the sons of God, have a major role to play in God's restored world. This is a hope for something yet to be realized. The very nature of our hope is the anticipation of unseen, eternal realities. In 2 Corinthians 4:18, Paul said, "We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." This hope and confidence in what we cannot see enables us to wait patiently for the eternal blessings God has promised to us. The question is, do we have hope? Do we believe that all of these things are true, even though we cannot see them? Hope means that we are convinced that these things will happen. Do we have hope for what we do not see? I absolutely believe in the blessed hope that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will come again in power and in great glory. He will make everything right and drive out all evil, sickness, sorrow, and death. He will give us new eternal bodies, and we will reign with him forever and ever. I am living for that day and want to hear the Lord say to me, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." This hope radically changed my life, my perspective, my values, and my goals. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the blessed hope you have given to us, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do believe and are waiting for the blessed hope of your return. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And may God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another, as written in Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.